Blog Talk Radio.
Us Gucci, you already know what the business is. We in the building. Welcome to my world of green. I am so happy to have you here in the building with me. Got a lot going on, a lot going on. Tonight is Real Talk with Dr. Von, so we will have the doctor in the building very shortly. In the building. Shout out to everybody who was over there with me in Podbean today. We trying to get it popped off. It's going to take a little bit, but we are definitely trying to get it there. So tonight I had a good topic for you guys tonight. BFRBS. Do you know what that means? Well, see, I want to know who knows what that means. If you know what it means, hit me up behind the scenes, text my phone if you know what it means. If you don't know what it means, when we come back, I'm going to let you know exactly what. I'm going to say it again. BFR, B.F, .R, .B, .. They say small letter S. What does it mean? And do you have it? More when we come back. Don't move.
Again, another lesson learned. Better know.
Already know what it is. You is tuned in with the Green Kid. Welcome to my boy Alex Green. So appreciative of having you here with me. Start of the week. Real talk with Dr. Vine. We're gonna go in deep tonight. I'm gonna go back to a little bit more music, but I just wanted to bring the topic up. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in over there at Greenleaf Network Live Splash today, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are unaware of it, we are on Podbean. That's also on Spotify and a couple other online stores you can catch us in. So make sure 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. I was kind of hoping that we would get through the testing phase a little bit quicker, but it's taking a little bit longer. I'm still not quite satisfied yet to do a full show. But shout out to everybody who tuned in. Definitely Boss Hizzle in that place. Boss Hizzle always showing love and support, just like Mr. Rizzo always showing love and support. So we definitely appreciate those two gentlemen in my life. That is 100. I don't know what I would do without him, especially Mr. Rizzo. It's my Lizzie. So shout out to everybody you know, who shows love and support. Definitely appreciate it. You know what? I love talking in the little group chat that I have. Shout out to everybody in my little group chat. I really don't, you know, do too much Facebook. Facebook is usually people I'm related to. And so I got some friends and relatives so in my face chat. And, you know, it gets fun. It's fun to go back and forth with my cousins that I haven't talked to in a little while and, you know, watching everybody else watch us be silly. So shout out to everybody on my Facebook. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. I'm also on Medium now. I am also on Daily Motion as well. Shout out to everybody who are on those networks. Also, I have a new website. It is the Duchess Divine Music Store. You should be able to look it up. That should be available. I got to keep saying it so you guys have it. But that should be available. I think production is going to let it go on Friday. On Friday? But make sure you're looking for that. And I'll give you the other website later. I want to make sure that I get it right. But tonight's topic is going to be, do you have body focus repetitive behavior? Now, BFRBS is what it's called, body focus repetitive behavior syndrome. So I wanted to know if you guys knew what it was. I know a lot of people don't know what in the damn hell is that, but I definitely wanted to speak on it. So it's people who suffer from, they do things like hair pulling, skin picking, nail picking, lip picking, lip biting. Now, I don't know if you know that's actually a problem, but I want to go over tonight what causes these behaviors, how they can impact your life, and what treatment you should use, as well as the takeaway for it. So we're going to go back to some music. We're going to come back with that. The number is 515-605-9329. If you want to join in. Oh, and shout out for everybody who was in over there in Podbean. The first show, when we get it on and pop it, because I thought it was going to be today, is going to be, how do you define a hater? How you know what a hater is? We're going to have fun over there. But my first show over there is going to be, how do you know what a hater is? So I want you guys to keep that in your mind, know what it is. So when we get over there with that question, you'll be ready. We'll be back. Don't move. We got a lot to go.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Mississippi or Island. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I let you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim. Higher and higher, finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth. my brown skin. Need some every now and then. So brown, lips so round, baby, how can I be down? Beautiful mahogany, you make me feel like a queen.
You make me feel like a queen.
Tell me what's that thing you do that makes me wanna get next to you, yeah.
I look in your eyes and I can see that love's so dangerous. You're not trusting your heart to anyone.
y'all back in the building. You already know what it is. All right, so I want to go into this thing here because I didn't really understand it, but I want you guys to have a good understanding as well as I am learning it. So BFRBS, Body Focus Repetitive Behaviors. Now, body focus repetitive behaviors are groups of related disorders that are categorized by self-grooming behaviors. They are performed repetitively and compulsively. Now, these behaviors including, not limited to, see if you do any of these things, biting, pulling, picking, scraping one's hair, skin. All right, so let me do it again. So biting your lip, pulling your lip, picking your lip, or your fingers or your hands, scraping one's hair, scraping your skin, scraping your lips, meaning like, you know, scratching at it, cheeks or nails. I have a weak stomach. She's making me nauseous just thinking about somebody who does it. And I know you can't help it. I'm sorry, but it just makes me sick. But the behavior includes biting, pulling, picking, or scraping one's hair, skin, lips, cheeks, or nails, which can lead to physical damage to the body. People with BFRBS often make multiple attempts to stop or decrease the behavior. So the first one, hair pulling disorder. It's called trichotillomania. Trichotillomania is called. And it's pulling out hair from the scalp, pulling from your eyelashes, pulling from your eyebrows, or other parts of the body, resulting in a noticeable bald patch. Then skin picking disorder. It's repetitively touching, rubbing, scratching, picking, or digging into the skin, leading to skin discoloration, scarring, and severe tissue damage. It's among the most poorly understood and undiagnosed, untreated mental health disorders. Did you know that it was a mental health disorder? And I want you to take that in a little bit. We're going to take another break and come back. But just think about what I said. I said a lot, but a little. So are you pulling the hair from your scalp, like, without even realizing you're doing it? Are you plucking your eyelashes? Are you just randomly pulling your eyebrows? Because some people think that that's okay. It seems innocent enough. And, you know, are parts of your body, you know, guys, is part of your mustache missing? Do you have, like, a bald spot where your, like, where your beard is? You might think that that's normal, you know. Are you constantly picking at it? Are you picking your skin? Do you have the sense of skin you're picking or rubbing and picking at your skin? It's not regular. It's not normal. It's not just, oh, you know, some people can be ashy and just, you know, rub their hands down, but some people are constantly picking, and it's a severe tissue disorder. And some people are having problems with their mates doing this, and, you know, I can see why it would be a turnoff, but, you know, I had somebody reach out to me to ask me, you know, well, he's always doing one of these things, and, you know, it's a real turnoff to me. And I did not realize that it was a form of a disorder. So it is a disorder, and I just wanted to talk about it to see if anybody else suffers from it. We're going to go back. I'll be back. Talk some more.
What
do I mean? Why don't I call back right now?
Sick
you tell
all this
me who
stress.
It is.
You keep stressing me.
Stress? Because I expect you to be faithful to me? That's stress?
All that drama, you keep stressing me, pay me out.
You bring the drama to yourself.
You know
okay?
what? Keep all that. All that drama, you just keep that to yourself.
Go ahead then.
Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing?
My X-Man.
Yeah. I saw him tripping and everything.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it later on?
Yeah.
You going to have a drink or something? Yeah? Cool with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Bob, give me a pen.
Give me a call anytime. It doesn't matter what time it is. That's my real number, too.
No pain, right?
Nah, that's my direct number.
All right.
All right? Take care, all right?
It's amazing how you knock me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh. You kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know. Understood what you were worth. And he never took the time to make it worth. No. Baby, I'm the kind of man who shows concern. Yes, I do. Any way that I can please you, let me learn. So I won't go.
Goodness, I don't know why my thing is going crazy today. All right, so I want to go back to where I was. And we were onto nail biting. Now, the nail biting disorder is called, well, first let me go back. So the skin picking disorder is called escarotion, and it's repetitive touching, rubbing, scratching, picking, or digging into the skin, leading into skin discoloration, scarring, and severe tissue damaging. And then the next one was nail biting disorder, and biting the nails past the nail bed, chewing on cuticles until they bleed, causing soreness of an infection, cheek biting. Chronic cheek biting can cause into redness, painful sores, and tears in the mouth duct, it says. So now, as far as treatment, let's see, as far as treatment, where is it going? Well, first of all, how can you support someone who actually has this disease? I want to tell you how to manage it if you actually have it, because some of these things you may think it's nothing, but it is. So track your process. You can track your process. They have apps, of course, you know, in this day and age, that you can track your track your process, and you can do it that way. The next one is to be mindful of your thoughts, especially when you're feeling triggered. Because honestly, the less you think about something, the less, I have someone here that sent a message. Her name is Kim Vessel. And she says, honestly, the less I think about it, the less I pull my hair. So I'm not overly focusing on stopping as often, which is helpful. She says she reminds herself that her hair is beautiful and I don't need to pull it. She's gotten rid of things like her tweezers. She hid her tweezers from herself so she doesn't pick herself. She says that she's mindful. She says, I'm mindful of my thoughts when I'm in a situation where I'm triggered, particularly driving in the car. I have to put gloves on my hands in the car and other similar tools. Now, it sounds crazy, but some people really suffer from these things. Let me go to someone else. This is Alex. He's 23. He says he has the smoothest skin. He says, I do the standard to keep my hands busy, approach a lot, mostly with a croquette, because eating is better for him. He says, but more recently I found that I can change my obsessive energy into a positive skin habit. I started looking into skincare more. I developed a routine that lets me do ritual care for my skin rather than to pick it. If I'm watching TV and I feel the need to pick, I will put on something soothing but messy face mask. It also occupies me until I wash it off. At that point, he has tone serum and moisturizer that he uses on top of that until his skin feels good. I don't feel the need to pick anymore. This is great because my skin looks better and it looks my skin looks better than it looked in years. And less acne and less scabs. Thanks for taking my story, Duchess. Okay. The next person, her name is Joanne. She's 64. She says, Duchess, I recommend techniques like acupuncture to calm the nerve system, make you aware of your hands and urges. You'll feel urge to start tapping or pressure points before you pull. And if it still happens, don't be ashamed of yourself about it. Just keep working. She also says, this is Michael. He is 59. He says, for me, getting to the point of recovery with compulsive skin picking has been a trial and error. That just process of figuring it out what works still has not come. For many years, I've tried to stop by resisting the picking, which didn't work. I moved on to what I call reduction, meaning I could leave certain picking spots alone while allowing myself to pick at others, which was kind of worked out for me since it reduced how many open wounds I had. That's really sad. Like, wow. We have Jesse, who's only 19, and Gessy with a G. So I don't know if that's a guy or a girl, but they say the number one thing is TLC Foundation for BFRBS family. I have a strong support system that I can go to anytime. I know I will. I know who will understand me deeply. It may not help directly to control pulling and picking, but I consider TLC, the annual conference, the most pivotal force in my recovery. I take solace in knowing I'm not alone, and it can ease emotional effects of my PFRBS. A burden shared is a burden lightened. And this person's name is Liz. She's 41. She says, hi, Duchess. Drawing is my recovery tool. I've been making art for more than a decade. About my skin picking, my drawings are my daily recovery. And there are some nice drawings here. Drawings of the Eiffel Tower, drawings of, like, what looks like the, look like an eye, one eye closed, one eye open, of a windmill. And I guess that's a picture of him, himself. He says, drawing is my recovery tool. I've been making art for more than a decade about my skin picking. And my compulsive coral drawings are my daily recovery tool. I've given away $15,000 so far. I carry a piece of coral in my pocket whenever I go, wherever I go, and use it whatever discarded newspaper or materials near me on the subway or bus. The process of creating a drawing only takes about a minute, and it helps me to relax and refocus my fingers. When I finish, I like to give the drawings away to fellow passengers. I've done this from London to New York, almost recently, Singapore. And he's 41. Here's another one. She's 36. I'm a therapist, and my clients succeed most when they are logging their I'm a therapist, and my clients succeed most when they're logging their urges to pull and pick, the emotions that they're having at that time, what thoughts they're having, what level of urges, which causes them to pick and pull. I have recently added to the log, if they applied healthy self-care and self-compassion during or after the stage, it could stop. So, again, people who are experiencing these things are not, you know, they're not just normal. And I don't want you to now just reassess everything in your life. Like, are you that person that does that? Like, do you constantly? Maybe you're doing it and you don't even realize that you're doing it. And maybe spouses out there, they your partner may be doing it and you don't want to say anything because you think maybe it's like a regular instance, and it's really not. It's just blowing my mind because I know some people that do a few of those things that I was just saying, and I really didn't recognize myself until I got an abundance of requests that it is an issue. And shout out to Elaine, who sent a message in that, hey, Dutch, you know, she has a problem biting her nails, and her boyfriend is really anal about nail biting and, you know, about her nails being on point, and she can't stop. And she's wondering if she should just, you know, leave them, let them be, because you want to leave me for my nails. I don't know. Like, the nail habit and biting and all of that, listen, that's not an easy thing to deal with. Just like this, the same way it's hard for you to stop biting your nails, it's probably hard for him to deal with listening to it. And, you know, I have mental disease, so little things bother me, like gapping, clicking gum, nail biting. So I have my own issues, shit like that. It does bother me, but to know that, you know, you're not doing it just to do it. You're doing it because you actually have an issue. So that's actually a form of mental disease, if you will, because it's a form of anxiety, and anxiety is one of the many mental diseases that's out there. Form of anxiety. It could be a form of a panic attack. And a lot of people do it. And roughly, really, mostly, I don't really see too many women. I know there's a lot of women that do it, but I mostly see nail biting in men. And I'm not sure why that is, why they take comfort in biting their nails, but I see it mostly in men. And so I'm reaching out to anybody who's doing it or having an issue. Please just understand it's not normal. Maybe you might not feel that it's important enough to go seek professional help. Well, that's fine. You're listening to me. It's good enough. So if that's the case, I personally would like you to try to recognize when you're doing it. You know, take us some of the different tools that I gave you today, some of the different things that I showed you that are recognizably the symptoms of this situation, and recognize, hey, I am biting my nails, hey, I am pulling my hair, hey, and some people, and including men, they have like dreads, and they might just, like circle the dread around on, their fingers. I see that a lot. I see it like a whole lot, like men, is it all? It's a lot, men, I see that they will, and I don't know how I felt about that, like back in the days when I ever first saw that, like men will, some men that have dreads will really like play in their dreads, like spinning them, twisting them. Me personally, I thought maybe they was just, preparing their hair for the next do, but that's a form of a disorder if it's done on a consistent basis. That's a form of pulling your hair out because, and it shows in this research, it shows a picture of like a man holding his dread. Some men might say, no, I was just doing that to get the length, to get the style. And then there's some men that do it, and it's not really noticeable to the regular eye because you think he's just doing it for the style, but it's actually a problem. Let me say something to Slander, see what he thinks about this real quick. So did you know that nail biting is actual – I'm saying that to him because he does it – I just want to know if you knew that it was a form of health, mental health disorder. But plan to speak on that. Gentlemen, I just had a crazy, wacky 2 days. Just wacky. Just trying to get my life together. I can't believe I went through all that and you didn't hear nothing that I said. Okay. Let me just say it again. I went through a whole list of how to treat BFRBS. Whole list I just went through. Let me go back. Because I thought we were past this. So, the body-focused repetitive behavior are sets of disorders categorized by self-grooming routines that are essentially two-ori, including pulling, picking, biting, scrapping one's hair, skin, or nails. Now, the disorder causes things that may seem unneeding of attention, like hair pulling, for instance. You know, some women and men have a habit of, you know, they like to see the strand of their hair, they like to look at their hair, they pull it out, they twist it around their finger. Some people pull it actually out the scalp of their hair. They're talking about, they want to see if it's really gray, how gray the hair is, blah, blah. That's a problem. That's not okay. That's not normal. That's not normal. I knew a person who would play in their hair, scratch their hair, and then I'm like, really wait until you turn your head, and then they would like pull a strand out, like pull a patch out, really, and sniff their hair. And sick. Sick. Now, why can't I stop pulling my hair is the question, one of the questions that I was going through. So BFRBS. By definition, is recurrent behaviors that persist repeated attempts to stop. So no matter how many times you try, it just don't stop. Individuals with this disease often feel that their picking and pulling habits are out of their control. I can't imagine what it must feel like to not be able to stop. Well, yeah, I can. Yes, I can imagine. And for those who are wondering how it actually feels, so to have this BFRBS disease, it results in injuries like scarring, skin infection, bald spots. So how many guys out there, and I know there's a lot of them, I don't know how many kids admit it, are having issues with like bald spots, like maybe a bald spot in your beard, maybe a bald spot, you know, in your head, the top of your head, maybe a bald spot on the side. There's a lot of men that go through this. And some don't even know what the problem is. They frequently cause extreme emotional distress, particularly the disorder is undiagnosed or kept secret. And when severe, it can impair someone's ability to socialize or to function at work. That's how bad it can be. So let's not play with it. Now, what's the best treatment for body-focused repetitive behaviors? Does medication help? Medication is generally considered less effective than behavioral treatments at treating BFRBS. But some drugs have shown promise, particularly individuals who are co-occurring, so people who have anxiety, depression, or OCD. These include selective patient. I get a little choked up because it's wow, it's crazy. It's just blowing my mind how these minor things are really a problem. So managing shame and stigma. Now, although this disease affects millions, it's not well understood, and it's really portrayed in the media. This is why I want you to know about it. As a result, the behaviors are often seen as a little more than bad habits. Bad habits that could be stopped using willpower. And that's not always the case. And then you're left wondering, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why can't I stop this? It's a disease. Because of this misconception, many who live with this disease report lots of shame around the disorder. They're so ashamed of having this disorder. They may beat themselves up for seemingly the inability to stop, but it's not your fault. Some even go to great lengths to hide the evidence of their pulling and picking of their skin. And I know that it's so sad because once you get that type of nasty habit, you can't, you know, without some form of help, you probably won't be able to stop. And it can only get worse. If you can't get something to stop, it's only going to get worse. And I want for the people who go through this, please do some research. See how bad it can get. Look at what it can do to your skin. I feel so ashamed because of my disorder. How can I manage these feelings? For those who say that, sharing feelings of guilt and shame with a loved one or a therapist can be immensely helpful. Many of people who suffer from BFRBS also find comfort simply in learning that they're not alone, and you're not alone if you have this disease. Unfortunately, just like my mental disease, it's like first stage diabetes. I mean, first stage one of diabetes. There's no cure for BFRBS. There's no cure for it. There's no cure. So most who live with the disorder will need to manage and treat themselves for their entire lifetime. I'm sure that's not going to be easy, but you can do it. Work with improvement as possible. And you have to develop some type of treatment plan so you can learn to cope with it. The mechanisms get gently reduced once you learn to deal with it. So, I did not realize how serious this was. I kind of did my research as I was, you know, on the topic. So, again, anybody who is dealing with this, just understand it's something that you're not dealing with by yourself. I know one guy I used to go to school with back in the days, they used to call him Picky Joe. It ain't funny, but now I know it. He used to pick his lips real bad, pick his lips to his, like they'd be bleeding, like his lips. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't understand. Why did he do it? Picky Joe, I'm sorry all this time. Oh, man, we'll be back. Picky Joe.
What's that?
Definitely appreciate you guys. God bless you and good night. I see you tomorrow. Love, peace, and hair grease. You already.